Good morning, Alfer.
Hi, Jodianne.
This
Good to
is
hear your
there.
voice.
You too, especially after this last week for you. This is Spirit Collective, here in service to the all, through us and for us, and through our voices and for you, the listener. We're very excited, actually, to be here today. You know, it's funny, Ofer, because we're coming in from the other side.
Yes, and the other side is we're always talking about how we can heal ourselves this way and that way when something happens. And what do you know? This thing that everybody is talking about actually happened to me, right?
Ah, yes, you were on retreat this last week, so please allow us to experience what that was like.
Yeah,
Retreat
so
reflection.
yeah, I just knew at some point, and it was you can probably still hear just a little bit in my voice, in my hoarse voice, but about a week ago, I just started to feel weird. And as you remember, I actually let you know. And you and some of our beautiful friends
Slash healers, yeah.
performed some little miracles on to make me feel better. So I ended up spending my time a lot of it in bed because just my body wanted to rest, to sleep, and so we. I think we're what we wanted is to talk here a little bit about disease is and what it means, but also to give everybody in the end the great experience that I was able to experience in how to really pull through. Pull yourself out, and it's not even pulling because it's not so much about the struggle at all. It is just transformational to the experience that you go when you have these kind of disease. So yeah.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So particularly, I'd love to, kind of pick through some of your life experiences in terms of disorder or disease or illness. Pardon me for a second, I got a little tickle. That's me being super excited and speaking before I swallow. So so it sounds like, one of the key elements that you allowed yourself was rest. And it sounds too like in that process, you were given the time needed for reflection. And it's so kind of interesting, isn't it? If we were to have chatted or text or whatever in the midst of your journey within, I doubt you would have been telling me, oh, I just want to let you know I'm retreating and reflecting at this moment. Right? I think that would have been a little bit of a
No, in fact, I felt, and by the way, as you probably all know, we're kind of dancing around the words, but you know what we're talking about. So,
In your journey.
yeah, so when I retreated inside to find, the sources of strength and healing, I would say I was not very open to thinking or
Interesting.
to it's like you just feel weak and you don't feel like you have energy to do a lot, including even thinking. And so that's why when you offer help, when through texting, that was really timely because I was not going to, sit and do a session on myself. I just did
Right.
not have the energy for that. And but I felt like anything you can call it external. It's really not external, but anything that is available, because support is always available, that was formulated, that's what it felt like for me, was so welcome, was so helpful. And that's kind of, then without effort from inside, you just feel warm. You just feel like taken care of. And that makes such a big difference in not only in the feeling, but in the actual, I believe in the actual physical healing.
So what I'd like to kind of clarify for folks out there is, so would you say that one of the accentuations of this viral infection was it facilitated a shift in, you know, you mentioned I wasn't even able to think. So in some ways, did it facilitate a shift in your way of thinking about illness or ill? It's so funny.
I am certain that a part of why a microbe is being introduced into the system is to shift something. Okay. And thinking was probably not what was supposed to happen. So it kind of gets, I don't know if it gets attacked, but it sort of becomes secondary. Your access to it is not as obvious as it usually is, because there is this microbe dancing with you and inside your body, and you're just fascinated. Your body is fascinated by other things, and so why there is this question, why, where are they coming from, why are they coming? I know that Cindy Dale, our teacher and mentor, would say that they are corded into something else, right? Into other realities,
right?
like a family history or a societal history. But then it's not about logic anymore. There's something else going on.
So it's interesting that you talk about that, because one of the things that I've learned over the years, and I want to point out that, you know, as a person working in the health and wellness, you know, as my, you know, call it my day job as a massage therapist, you know, one of the funny things about being a massage therapist is it could be it's just a vehicle. But with intelligence or whatever you want to say in terms of thinking, you know, it's sometimes that vehicle I find is curtailed in the possibilities of health, of what's available to the citizen or the individual in receiving massage. And so one of the things, so like what I'm talking about is, over the years, I don't know if it's because I'm saturated in the field of healing work, I'm pretty sure it's got a huge part to play in it. But, you know, as I reflect through, I actually am not very sick very often. When I do end up with some kind of disorder in my system, it's, I will say that the attack, so-called attack of the foreign, talking about Cindy's approach and stuff, you know, you're talking about the familial or societal or a force. I look at it this way, as this foreigner, you know, there's a foreigner in my world, my world being my body. And I think about like what it would be like to be a foreigner in another's world. And so essentially what ends up happening, and I'd love to hear how you experience this, but is that it disarms the situation, because one of the biggest issues in not feeling well, I don't know about you, but me, I don't do really good with feeling weak. And so I look at this and I go, okay, so if we consider this virus to be a foreigner, like how would I treat a foreigner? like, would I be afraid of a foreigner per se, you know? Or so can you talk a little bit about like your feelings of doing this dance with this microbe?
Yeah. It's so interesting in that, you know, usually, I mean, you get the cold, right? You get the common cold. You don't get into a tizzy over that. It's just something that, yeah, may make you feel a little frustrated that it's not going away, but that's about it. And here, there is this, I always know that there is this thick ring around us of energy, around the world, around us and around the world, that is the astral, the emotional accumulation of all the yearnings and fears and anxieties and other strong emotions of humanity. Mm-hmm. And specifically for this particular thing, there is a lot of interesting emotions and beliefs that were already, I would say, in my consciousness, in my awareness, because we all plug all the time into that ring of astral energy around us, of humanity. And so, for example, there is anxiety about, do I get it? Will I get it? Who will I get it from? And there is the stress, there is the worry about it. There is a big sense of loss of trust in whom, trust in our ability to hide, trust in authorities, trust in anybody that is telling mm-hmm. us anything. Where is the truth? And so there's the sense of loss of control. That there is nowhere to go, there is nowhere to hide, there is no way to do anything about it. I think the feeling of helplessness, that there is nothing to do about it, is probably one of the worst. And I personally don't consider it to be even true, but just talking about what's invading our bodies, it's interesting because just as much as anything physical, it's all these emotions and I would call them entities. It's like soul fragments of other people, if you will, that are being projected all around us and are entering our bodies, and they become like entities in our body, and they are unwelcome in many ways, just like any other invader.
And oh my gosh, this is so funny because I literally just wrote this down right before you said it. I was going to chuckle to share with the audience, you know, my age group, my generation was a video game generation. And as you were speaking, I realized, you know, what's so funny about this idea of a foreigner is we're talking about space invaders.
Yes.
And you said it, and I'm all... So isn't it, I want to invite the audience to open up a shift in perception. Like, okay, so, you know, in what you're talking about and this idea of having a space invasion. So what I'm hearing you tell me is, you know, the energy of it preceded significantly that, you know, the actual presentation of the virus. And so, as you and I know, in what we assist each other with is being comfortable with exploring the spectrum. So in this case, you're talking about the implementation of fear along an entire spectrum, like one of the ones that was so fraught for folks was this idea that it was your responsibility. This is what was impressed. It was your responsibility to take protective measures to protect others from you. And to me, that was so dismaying of a statement because it you know, I want to talk about the spectrum of, so in what ways are we as a community disregarding another in our own pursuits, and what drives those pursuits that lead us to disregard another versus, you know, this idea that by my taking care of my wholeness, as I was saying, it's not that I haven't been sick. It's that the times that I've been sick, they've knocked me silly. They've like taken me out of the game. So it's not the simple cold, right? It's which, you know, the truth is a lot of people don't really register the energy of what a cold means. And I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on what a cold means. My thoughts on a cold are somebody running energy above and beyond their capacity or their ability to load. So they push, as you were, it was funny, you're talking about pull. In this case, they push their physicality, they push their emotionality, their mentality, their spirituality beyond what would be a coherent energy that allows them to maintain a healthful system, whether it be long days, whether, you know, if their job requires them to work 10-hour days, even in some people's cases, truthfully, 8-hour days, right? If you're working with children, man, you know, you might be capped out after 3 hours. It's like, right. So, right. And so like when you were in your reflection state in terms of looking, like, I would imagine that there was times in the fever where you were expanded in your consciousness and maybe getting a nice overview of how you've run your life.
Yes, I believe you're right about that. Even though it was not pure thought, I was not called to come up with brainy observations about anything.
Right. There's more like
there was this very different perspective. Your consciousness is available, is clearer, is it's actually expanding while, you know, the body is fighting to regain the balance. So, you know, my thoughts about something like the common cold or pretty much anything is a question of balance. And so you're right, so I was diagnosed with MS when I was, that was about 10 years ago. And I can tell you that what preceded was a very long period of very little sleep and a lot of work.
And that was by choice?
That was by choice. That was, in fact, I started to feel like invincible, like I can survive on 2 hours of sleep a day and be so effective. And then and then the tingling started. There was also I don't think it was a coincidence that it happened right after, you know, I received one of these nice things for the flu, but but there's always the energetic imbalance inside
that allows for that. Yeah,
that allows for something your body not to happen to when it does. It allows it to go out of control because there's already imbalance. It was basically challenging my immune system, and the universe is looking at me and laughing and said, "Okay, you want a challenge? Here is a challenge."
Well, what's really interesting then, it would be to say that as we proceeded through the last couple of years, you know, having interacted now with this virus 2 years in terms of I don't think transformation is the right word for the virus. I think it's transmutation for the virus. By the time you met it, it was in a completely different foreign body. And it just, I'm curious, like, thank God it occurred when it occurred, simply because, you know, with you having a predisposition, the MS, it's like, if this would have happened 2 years ago, where were you in your life? Were you in terms of your health state 2 years ago compared to your health state today, where were you?
2 years ago, I would say from a balance perspective, I probably was more vulnerable because that's when I actually was in the last stages of completely disconnecting myself from these regimen of MS medications, which I'm happy to say I'm completely free. Wow. of all of this today. But then I was in the process, and so at least I felt I was more vulnerable, as we know. Also, at least with some people, more serious effect than current versions. And so in terms of timing, if I if I would choose, if I had to get it, then I would choose when to get it. probably now far better than then. And I knew it all along, and I was looking at it as a small miracle for me, because life is miracles, and mm-hmm. you know, the timing of when things are happening, it was just the way. In fact, it's the way that I imagined it would happen, because I had a sense that sooner or later I was going to be experiencing it. Not in any way I was asking for it or went ahead. And
right, right. I hear what you're saying. I think if I understand correctly, what you're saying is that, hey, in our state of fear, we have choices. We still have choices. And some of those choices could be what we call preventative, and some of the choices could be proactive. So like, as you, what I want to know is, you know, this, I'm probably not being polite here, but like, okay, when you got sick, like, what's the first thing that crossed your mind is, I need to know what this is?
Yeah, I wanted to know. Okay. I think mostly the reason that I wanted to know is because I always like preventative approach to health. And so, you know, I take the right supplements
What I want to hear is how do you help somebody determine like what's the right, that it was more like along the lines of just as a side note, sorry to interrupt you. But as a side note, can we also chat about like how did you discover, like what did you employ in your nurturing? Yeah. To figure out what's the right supplement.
I've been very proactive all along, especially because I made an early choice that, you know, I was not having any what I'd call forced change of my body status. And so I was just being very proactive as far as taking natural remedies. And I felt very prepared. I always felt very prepared. And in fact, I even had some meds with me just in case. And mm-hmm. I actually went ahead and got the verification process. You know, I actually,
you found out. It was official.
I actually wanted to find out, because I'm not alone in the house, and I have people coming and going, and I wanted to know. I just wanted to know. I did not make a big deal of it, but I certainly wanted to know. And so I found out.
Okay.
In fact, I found out for both me and my wife. And so
did you feel if that had an effect on the level of that spectrum of fear?
So, I did find out that with her, and she made, by the way, very different medical preventative choices than I did.
Okay.
So So she was completely prepared in every way you can think of.
In every way suggested.
Yeah, every way suggested. And she also experienced what I feel is a lot more fear than I did. Because that's what comes for a lot of people with all these, as you call them, suggested, which I would even use stronger words than suggested, but but if suggestion means something hypnotic, like inspiring a hypnotic state, then yes, the suggestion also includes a lot of anxiety in his thoughts.
So this is what we were talking about with the collective energy.
Right.
And gotcha.
So she definitely experienced, and even still, actually, because of these thoughts, because of these fear thoughts, I decided to help yesterday, and we ran another of these kits with her. And I'm happy to say she is completely clear. Good and clear now. And suddenly she is as strong as a horse and every symptom is gone.
Wow. Wow. No kidding. So it really even interferes with how you respond to being unwell.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not like I'm completely immune to intrusive thoughts because we are all tapped into these astral projections and also literally swimming in the soup of the anxiety of everybody around us. So it's like you have to remember very basic things, and then you can shift things really quickly, which is the experiential part of this, which we should probably get into soon. But
let's take a moment to assist people. I would love to do that right now. If we could just take a moment to land people in their bones, in where they can truly experience the vibratory nature of their health that allows them to develop some insight and clarity to their own personal habits or nutritional choices, and to encourage us to recognize that there are types of fear, and that one of the types of fear can be a proactive, healthy response type of fear. For example, to just tune in to the system, to your system on a physical level, on an emotional level, let's let the mental level just rest for the moment, because this is more about witness and observation than it is about connecting any particular thought. And in that inner scan, recognize that for anything to land in the physical land, it must first go through a process, which means that there's still plenty of timelessness or timing, plenty of timing available to determine one's response to the vibration of fear. And activating one's breath as the physical response to the presence of fear, to just give oneself permission to breathe, gives you that pause for you to interconnect to your optimal energy as the viewpoint of fear. And it's interesting because I can sense, Ofer, that as we're speaking to this, you're actually applying it. Can you share with me, like, what it feels like to become that witness.
Yeah. When I become the witness of the fear, I realize the first thing that I immediately realize is the fear is not I, it's not me, and it's not in me. And it is not embedded. It's not embedded in my pure essence. It is a layer that is trying to find ways into me. And it's very easy when you witness, when you have the distinction, to command the fear away, because literally that's what I've been doing. Would you like me to just go through a quick way?
I'd love it. Would love it.
Showing how I do this?
Yes, would love this.
Okay. And so I'll just walk everyone, because some of us may be going through the disease now. Some of us may be afraid of contracting it. Some of us may be experiencing side effects of this other thing that we're getting to prevent it. So wherever you are, just take a deep breath and take another one. And as you breathe in, feel how you breathe in light. You breathe in high frequency light into the center of the chest. And as you breathe out, expand this light that you breathed in to surround your entire body.
It's very comforting.
Yeah, breathe in again. And then this light that you accumulate in the chest, expand to surround the entirety of you. And now, because you can, just move with your awareness into the physical heart. The physical heart is busy, right? It's pumping, it's noisy. So just start moving your awareness into the physical heart. Then as you go in the center of all the noise, go beyond this, because in the physical heart, there is another dimension beyond the noise, beyond time, beyond space, that is the sacred space of the heart. And here it's rather calm. It might be quiet, it's peaceful. It's certainly beyond the strong emotions. It's beyond shadow emotions. It is the place where you feel home, where you feel supported, where you feel eternal. And in fact, we can even here invite the aspect of us that is the higher self. It's the part of us that is always one with the divine, with the spirit. Invite that part of us to become one with our awareness right here. And suddenly something lights up.
Yes, it's like I just saw illumination.
Yeah. And this is you, the eternal, where there is no time, where there is no space, where there is nothing to fix. And it is so much of your essence. It feels so different than the energies of anxiety, fear, darkness, mistrust, feeling the helplessness of not knowing what to do, or not feeling like I'm equipped to do anything. All that is so different, right?
And yeah, even if I may throw in a couple other energies of panic and distrust of one's own instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of that is just absolutely dismantled in this place.
Yeah. And this is a place where you can experience direct connection, the direct connection to the Divine Spirit, and you can ask. You can ask for what we like to call healing, streams of grace, which in a more scientific language are also called scalar waves. These are waves of light that knows how to bend and how to go into places that require healing or clearing or manifesting something new that is required to restore balance and health. And it's just being done. So we're inviting healing streams of grace into the body. And I also like, in addition, to ask for the presence of the divine. Of course, we always are connected, even when we don't know it.
Even when we're unconscious, yeah.
Yeah, but this is sort of an extra oomph. It's the presence of the divine to come and be with us wherever we need it in the body. And I feel right now in the heart, to light up the heart. You know, the heart is this beautiful, electromagnetic, strong, powerful
field of relationship.
Yeah.
How is it that we are to relate to ourselves, to others, to things, to nothing,
and to be creation?
Yes, and to create our part of creation, and whether or not we are contributing to creation, and in what are we contributing? What are we choosing to contribute to conscious creation?
And just by the act of inviting, of asking for the presence of the divine right here in the heart, I feel like things start to light up and clear out.
And flow. Mm-hmm.
It's very restorative without even needing to do anything else. But then when you are in your essence, just feel how you are suddenly have the power, the authority to own the balance of your body with a word or with a touch, and you can command what's not you out. Now, you can say, I command the spirit of anxiety or pain or infection out. Now, I command balance back in, and ask for these healing streams of grace to do their beautiful miracles, which is restoring balance, clearing anything that is blocking, you know, the way, the passageways of breathing, if necessary, mucus, all the lungs. If there's anything in the lungs, just command any impurity to leave now. And there are, you know, our body is always a home for many bacteria, viruses, different things, different types of microbes, right? And not mm-hmm. all of them are bad. But right. anything that is invading, anything that is not in the highest for us, command now to leave. Just command whatever is not in the highest for your physical health to leave. And specifically, any microbes that are here to harm us, and if they have these single strand inside of them, we're not the ones who are vulnerable. They are the ones that are vulnerable. There is a back door. And just ask for the healing streams who know how to bend to dismantle the ones that are not in the highest, the ones that are invading our bodies. For whatever reasons they do it, we do not have to be concerned with it right now. Right now, it's time to restore our holy, balanced bodies back to health. And command all of these physical beings out and command all the emotions that are kind of dragging in with them, the emotions of fear, anxiety, helplessness, feeling even shame about, you know, how we ask ourselves, so who did we give it to without knowing even? Who did we talk to just before we found out? You know, all that stuff. Command all these, let's call them evil spirit of internal gossip and put down. Command them out of your body, because you can, because that's what we do when we stand in our body and we know who we are. We're not any of us.
And in that, yeah, that energy of disintegration, I'm witnessing the spaciousness in that is truly within us. And when we allow ourselves to experience spaciousness, that space is available for your heart's expansion. It's available for you to love. It's available for you to give yourself comfort, and therefore able to be giving comfort and becoming aware of that conscious contribution that you personally say, you know, I may not have been able to engage because I was busy disengaging. But simultaneously, I was receptive to love and affection, comfort and care, and that divine feminine mother energy of being the receiver. And if there is one thing that has been highlighted or illuminated through this, is in what ways do we individually obstruct the receipt, the receiving of care, of compassion, of comfort, of affection, when you are in this place and space of mothering yourself, you know, laying in bed, and to the point, I remember you, your energy level shifted to the point where I can't do this anymore. I feel so restored. I have to now move this energy into action, even if it was just for a brief period of time, comparably to how you normally run your day. You allowed that ebb and the flow and that surrender that was necessary for you to open up to receiving.
That's so beautiful.
It's in the frequency of fear, the guise has been mother henning. Each of us, you know, have been shepherded to mother hen for the other, and forces and energies that we seek to disintegrate is this contribution that there should be any guilt or shame. And the truth is that in any time this a dis-ease or an imbalance comes into play, please recall that by the time it's in the physical body, it's been present for a while, and that we can meet and greet it with love and affection, of signaling it's time for taking care.
Yeah. Just as we find out that we're sick after we've already been sick for a while, just know that now, as you are thinking, maybe I will be healthy, you already have health building up and creating upon creation inside of your body. And let's ask the divine, this beautiful light, to help you see how much you're already lit up, how much power is already streaming in the form of light and grace from your heart out to every part of your body that is asking for healing. If it's the blood, if it's clearing the blood out of any potential clots, if it's healing the heart, if it's restoring the heart rhythm, if it's clearing the lungs and making sure that they function, if it's the immune system, restore the power of the immune system, you know, the white cells and the T cells and the B cells and everything that is required to work together as one beautiful system, it's all being restored right now. And it is going to continue and continue and continue with this light that is propelling it to new balance that is everything that you need to feel well and be well in your body. So just feel all this taking place.
Mm-hmm. And with that also, substructure, as the light bends and moves in between the spaces that create your unique light signature of space, the light bends in such a way that it weaves through and integrates a structure or template or platform that facilitates your base healing, a base location for you to illuminate from. And I'm just witnessing in so many layers of colors that this grid of light is being rewoven as we speak, which means that all of those beautiful shades of light and the information encoded into that for health have already been present, present for you as a present in your presence.
Love it. That's beautiful.
It's incredible to be witnessing.
Yeah. And any remaining pockets of trauma that might be physical or might be emotional or might be spiritual, whatever is causing it, these bubbles of trauma are being lit up, are being lifted, are being cleared out of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And just feel the connection. What happens when you don't try too hard, when you actually realize that you are already supported and you're allowing this graceful light to come in and help how everything shifts, how everything transforms
mm-hmm.
for you?
In particular, throughout your body, this template or this grid maps in so beautifully as your cardiovascular system, meaning in the tissues, in your material self, there is pathways. There is essentially similar to a city having electricity running through the structure, you know, the poles and the wires and all the things that help conduct this light, conduct this energy. That layer of your being is receiving the energies appropriate for conductivity that does not overly spark, nor does it dim, that it's in perfect coherence of distribution of light throughout the system.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bless all of it, all of that you're activating, that has been activated, and there will be activated.
Mm-hmm. And the miracles that we are.
You are a being of light, and even in your physicality, your light is shining.
And I would also like to give grateful thanks to Ofer, as he is clearly on the other side of this experience and demonstrating the power of this light, that he can come forward and offer the collective comfort for us as well.
And we encourage you to experience whatever you need to experience out of this, and share, if you'd like, with anybody that is asking for healing. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Jonianne, for bringing your beautiful soul and light into helping us both share this experience.
Absolutely. Every time, to my abilities, and know when I'm tapped out and retreat like is needed, because that is the gift, right? Of this awareness is the knowledge is
gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To love and know when to love in balance. Absolutely.
Much love.
Okay. Much love. Thank you, audience. May this land for each and every one of you that it is needed for. That's why we're here, is we don't have to know who you are. We just know that there are some that this can facilitate their presence in this world, and that's enough for us. Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you soon.